Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean towards you. Aren't even in the pie, and yet you see the picture clear as day. I don't know why you love me, and that's what I love you. Catch me when I fall, the beat was enough, and that's what I love.
Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Today we have in the studio with us the Fitknit, the powerhouse duo, Please Believe Fitness owners, Shannon Green and JD. They're going to talk a little bit to us today about how to get your life right with your health. And guys, a lot of times losing weight is not just a big piece of being healthy or going to work out and things of that nature. There's a combination of things that you can prevent from being living a healthier lifestyle, but it also comes with a change in your mindset. So we're going to get on all of you guys that got those New Year's resolutions to start your weight loss journey on January 1. We're going to talk a little bit to you guys as well on why you can't start your weight loss journey today. So good morning, Shannon. Good morning, JD.
Hello.
Thank you guys for joining me this morning on Motivate My Life Radio. I appreciate it, and hopefully we can motivate somebody's life. I am here for it. All right, so guys, I want to talk a little bit about, because I'm quite sure when we talk fitness and health, a lot of folks are not educated on really what it takes far as being healthy physically, mentally, and spiritually, and also what it takes to actually keep up a good regimen of being healthy. So, Shannon, I just want to ask you, what would you tell someone right now that they want to change their life far as living a healthier lifestyle, far as their nutrition is concerned?
So, I read you said that that should be done with so that they don't stress them with their because we always want to say that's always the plan. And just letting them know that they have every hour is very important.
And you know, a lot of folks now, and a lot of folks skip breakfast. So, you know, a lot of times in the morning, people are hustling, they're trying to get to work, they're trying to get the kids ready. What is something quick that folks can make for themselves? Do you propose that they make it the night before, or are there some quick regimens that folks can do in the morning times as far as their eating habits?
But just as long as you get some kind of focus, soon as you get up, the reason why is because you want to start your metabolism. It's the way to increase.
Okay, and so protein. What are some of the things that I know it's boiled eggs. What is another good protein that you think folks can have in the morning that they, well, they should have to start their morning off?
They can have something as simple as add in peanut butter, maybe add a few walnuts. But something simple like that.
Okay. And so now, because I'm sure a lot of folks are tuning in and want to know, well, I think the biggest thing folks have, the biggest challenge that people have, including myself, mm-hmm. is staying on a regimen, right? Far as, you know, you have that moment where you get up in the morning, well, you have that week where you're getting up this week and you're going to start, and you start eating, right, on Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday, you know, you fall off. What do you propose, JD, what do you propose someone do far as keeping up their eating regimen? What, you know, I know sometimes I heard people say something about journaling your food.
Exactly. Write it down. There's more success in life, writing down your goals, writing down what you expect to happen, and even more success right then. So write down.
So basically, whatever you're putting in your mouth, you need to put that on paper. Okay, and so, and again, all of this has a lot to do with changing your mindset. I mean,
because,
yeah, and I think that's what a lot of people struggle with, though.
It's an up and down journey. You got to be careful. Down, just the bad part, the good part.
Well, far as, now we're going to get into the exercising piece shortly, okay? we got to get to the core part first, because this is where a lot of folks struggle.
So yes, it's the most important aspect of it for any kind of health care. Trying to get better at that.
But what do you guys think about far as, like, you know, when you're eating healthy sometimes, you deprive yourself of things that you like.
Well, we try not to, for our clients, we don't want them to deprive themselves. It's all about moderation.
So not even deprive yourself of alcohol?
You know, you have to live. You know, you need holidays, too. Just like I said before, it's all about moderation. You wouldn't go out and drink every weekend, expect to have any kind of
drinkout. You know, because it is kind of like, so I just let them know, just to hit a couple of those first before we get that, you know.
Well, see, this is my thing about the cheat day, right? Yeah,
it's not really cheat meal.
Well, this is my thing about the cheat meal. JD, thanks for correcting me. See, when you have a cheat meal sometimes, it, for me personally, that just throws me completely off. Like, literally, like, I have to just go hard. Now, this works for me. This may not work for, you know, everybody that is tuned into the show, but for Teresa, and I know a lot of people are the same way, I fall off, so I would prefer to just go ahead and eat what I am supposed to eat, and then that way, because, just for example, I can say, okay, I'm going to eat a half a piece of a cheesecake, right? And I looked up, and I nibbled and nibbled. I didn't eat the whole cheesecake.
Well, when you eat sugar, there's a chemical reaction in your brain that releases endorphins that makes you want more sugar.
Wow.
So sugar is one of the biggest downfalls of any weight loss. So if I was to give you any suggestions for your cheat meal, stay away from sugar.
Stay away from sugar.
So don't have, well,
that's all the good.
But it does, it's hard. I understand that.
What about bread and stuff? Like, what about bread? Because I know they have your good carbs, you have your bad carbs. So what do you consider, you know, bad carbs? Because I know a lot of folks need to know that. They need to know what your bad carbs are versus the good carbs.
Anything processed. Anything, we like to say if it's white, it ain't right. You know, white bread, white flour, white sugar.
Again,
mayonnaise. You know, those type of things.
So, now, let me get to this mayo real quick. Now, how about this organic type of mayo? Now, are there particular type of mayos you eat, or you just need to stay away from mayo, period? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Try to stay away from that. And for people that don't know what is the part, if you want to add this part to the diet, those are like about right. Being,
yeah, all the stuff that don't really taste all that good. But, okay, so we know what your bad carbs are, guys. And you know what your good carbs are. So, and I'm sure a lot of you right now that are tuned in are probably eating all the bad carbs. So, for me, it's a struggle sometimes in my household because, you know, my husband doesn't eat like I eat. So it's a struggle. And it's a challenge as well to keep your mind flowing, right? So now we're talking about eating right, eating healthy, because, of course, eating healthy avoids a lot of illnesses. You know, and you guys agree with that, as far as, you know, your blood pressure and, you know, diabetes and, you know, and now they're talking about so many foods now that even causing, you know, cancer and all these type of things. And I know it's a lot of sugars. So eating healthy is, well, being healthy, period, is not just about, you know, losing weight. And I just like to emphasize that because I think some folks really think, because you can be a certain size and not be in shape. You can be small and not be in shape.
I could be a little larger.
And be healthy. So that has, so watch the numbers basically on the scale. And that's what we're going to get into next.
That is not really about the numbers on the scale. It's about the or the fat that your body's holding. Visceral fat. Fat around the stomach area. You know, the fat around the stomach area is even called heart disease, especially black women.
Now, what are some of the things, though, JD, what would cause fat around the stomach areas? Like, is it
cheesecake?
He's just always, he's just some shade, I mean.
But all sugar. That's fat. Fried food.
Okay.
So those that is the problem. And overeating. Overeating.
But there's so many foods that turn into sugar. Like, there's so many foods now that you eat.
Those are bad causes.
They turn right into sugar. And people don't know that. Now, I want to talk a little bit about folks that think they're eating healthy, too. Because, you know, there are a lot of folks that think they're eating healthy, and they're really not eating healthy, okay? And those are those people that want to get that light range. After they order the number 3 on the menu, and then they say, can I get a Diet Pepsi to go with that? So you really have to, I think, almost study and educate yourself on food. Would you agree with that? Yeah, I was so disappointed when you told me that. Well, for me, I don't eat meat, and that was a change of mindset, okay? Because, you know, I didn't eat a lot of pork and all that stuff, but I still, you know, I ate ribeye steaks and lamb chops and stuff like that. And so mentally, now I have to go and replace these things. So that's why I say it's a challenge sometimes, and you just sometimes it's easier. And I don't know why society is like this, but why is it so much easier to eat the wrong food?
For one, it's disconvenient, and number two, I don't know why this is the case, but it's just much cheaper to eat stuff that's not healthy.
And I think that is crazy to me. Really?
You know, a salad cost, $5, if you can go to McDonald's and get a 99-cent burger.
Yeah. Well, and then the thing is, then they have now, all the restaurants now have all the calories up.
Yeah.
So even the fast food restaurants now. I stay away from fast food restaurants, period, because I have to me, when I have to sit and try to figure out and study what I can eat from the fast food restaurant, I just stay away from it. Because to me, all of it, most, you know, I don't get too much healthy stuff from fast food restaurants. Now, I want to talk about salad, because a lot of folks need to hear this. People tend to think when they go eat a salad that they are eating healthy, but there are some unhealthy salads that you can make as well. Every salad, I don't think, is healthy. So what would you propose, Shannon, if somebody wants to make a salad, right? Because there are a lot of salad eaters. Now, I see people eat really big salads, you know, and so to me, you're still overeating. But they consider that being healthy because they're eating a salad. What are some of the dressings that you should stay away from? What about what you put in the salad?
Salad is healthy.
And there's no consistent value in no high school.
Well, honey, I have a few people I hope listening to this then, because people would think mentally, and this is why I say you need to educate yourself. Mm-hmm. And this is where you guys come in, because you don't know what you don't know, right? And so it's best to have the information. So you guys, let's talk a little bit about Please Believe Fitness, right? Because you guys are changing lives. Definitely. You're changing mine. So I just want to let you guys know they definitely are my trainers. They're definitely changing my life. And you guys push people, beyond their limits. And I think that's really important. But what was the inspiration behind Please Believe Fitness? Like, what was that moment where you guys said, okay, let's go do this and change a life,
you know, them from falling off. You know what I mean? Like, how do you, you come in the first 2 weeks, you're going hard, you know, you're, and then, boom, you don't see the person for, because you have to talk to the folks sometimes and say, well, you know, the people that, because it's times where, well, the, what I like is you guys have different times, but it's almost like there's not an excuse. It's not like you have one time to come in there in the morning. You, you know, you guys have time throughout the day.
So during our consultation, you actually have them put in what is their goal, what is their 6 month goal, what is their short term goal. So, you know, they do fall off in the next 2 weeks or whatever. I call them, they come in and like, okay, what's going on? And then I open the file and I read what they wrote down and what they told me.
Mm-hmm.
And then 90% of the time they change their mind. But, you know, if it don't, then they.
That's why I say you. That's why I think walking in the door, you have to already mentally be there. Mm-hmm. I know sometimes you can use the push, but you mentally have to already be there. Because I tell people all the time, I can provide you the resources and tools, but you have to do the work. Okay, so I can't go be great for you. Okay, I can give you what you need to be great, but I can't go be great for you. And I think that's really important. Now let's talk about some of these exercise regimens that you guys have. Because you guys, you know, you're going to Please Believe Fitness, guys. You're not about to go get on the treadmill and the elliptical machine and do what you want to do. and that's my warning to you. But but all this stuff, because for me, I did what I wanted to do in the gym. So that's why I'm saying that to, you know, the listeners right now. I went in the gym, and if I wanted to stop, after 20 minutes, I stopped. And in my mind, I worked out today. You know what I mean? So I didn't break a sweat. I didn't do anything, but I worked out. So when I joined, you know, Please Believe Fitness and became a client, and I came in there with you guys, I was like, okay, now, let me see if I'm going to come back or not. And it's so, yeah, and so I fuck with J.E. all the time. Like, I can't feel my legs. And he, oh, they still there. So that first, my first experience with you guys, the very first day, not the week, the very first day, you know, it's all, I went home, and the thing is, I'm not a quitter, so that's what always saves me, okay? I'm not a quitter, so I went home, and everything on my body was aching, and I was like, I don't know, I got a gym in my building, you know, I got a state-of-the-art gym, it's two floors, I just, it's, this is how my mind started going, you know, maybe I can just work out first in my gym, and then I'll go back and work out. It's like I was trying to find a cue. And then the little voice in my head said, no, what you're going to do is go sit in some Epsom salt, and you're going to get back up tomorrow, and you're going to go try it again. And so what I do would recommend is that first go around with Please Believe Fitness. Guys, don't wait a week to go back.
Right.
I think it's important for me. Yeah. I know you think you might can't make it, because I couldn't even walk down the stairs. And what that told me is a lot of the muscles in my body I was not using, okay?
And you got to realize that's part of the change, that's part of the process. You know, Shannon and I work out daily, and, you know, I limp to the bathroom this morning because my legs. It's, you know, you work, when you push yourself past different limits, you know, you're going to hurt. And you got to understand that as part of the process.
But is that, would you guys agree that is that one of the reasons sometimes why people will quit? So guys, hey, if you're going to start an exercise regimen, you have to understand that, because you guys are, I mean, I promise you, I've probably used muscles at Please Believe Fitness. I haven't used them in the last 10 years.
But, you know, without challenge, there's no change.
I totally agree with that. And they're different. So you never know. You know on Sunday what you're gonna get for the week, but you never know what the drills are when you get there. And that helps. Definitely that helps you with the weight loss. But I think for me it became, you know, I have a busy schedule, so I'm talking to all you folks out there with this excuse, because people will tell you, when I get off work I have to do this. You know, oh, I got to go pick the kids up from, you know, aftercare. I got to go home and cook, you know. But you find time to do what you want to do.
We do.
So it's not an excuse. And I have friends that will, you know, they're not interested. But call them to go get something to eat. They are definitely interested. Call them to go get a drink or something like that. But so for me, living here, because I'm not from Charlotte, all my friends are up north, and they're getting it in up north. Yeah, my friends work out. You know, it's a whole group of them. They call themselves the Fit Girls. And they get together and they motivate each other. So I think that's important because it's hard sometimes when it's just you. So for me, it's just me. I'm working out. And sometimes I'm the only person I have to go around. Yeah. And that's really important.
As I believe it, we have a great group motivating each other. We have a private group page on Facebook that we get daily motivation. That's the thing. Just anything to help motivate you to feel down, to pick each other up, and that's important, you know.
I totally agree with that.
They have a good support.
Yeah, and Please Believe Fitness definitely has a good support system. Now, I will say that. I mean, and nobody's a stranger in there. Because even my first day I came in, I'm like, okay, now, anybody going to be watching me? Because I know I'm going to have all this. But it's like everybody, you know, it's like, come on, you got this, you know, and this is what you have. And I think that's even more important because I've done a boot camp in the past. It wasn't as personable. And I think being in a personable fit camp the way that you guys are, you know, have instructed yours, I think it's really important. And guys, you definitely, and we're going to talk about how they can reach you guys and all that, but you definitely need to change your mindset to be able to get to start living a healthier lifestyle mentally, spiritually, and physically. And it's always great, of course, for the weight loss. Okay, I know when we come at Please Believe Fitness, you have a wall of lives, of people's lives that you've changed on that wall, before and after. And it's totally amazing. And that was motivation for me walking in the door. And, of course, I was referred to you guys. And I saw amazing results, you know. But for me, I want to continue to living a healthy lifestyle. You know what I mean? So it works for me. So y'all got me now. I work out when I'm not with you guys, and I'm like, oh. Yeah, I did. I mean, I was sweating and everything, and I had all these things, and I had the thighs loose. So I even this morning, I had this headache, right? So I said, okay, I'm going to go home today. I'm taking me a nap, you know, blah, blah, and I'm like, I'm going to go work out today. So it's really important to me to now mentally for me to work out. I stopped a meeting. I might have a meeting at 11:45, and I might just let the meeting. I will run home and change my clothes and come in there real fast. Okay, I'm at 10 o'clock. I'm getting there at 10. I'll be done by 10:45. So this is mentally now for me to continuously come in there, and it's fun now sometimes.
We love to work out most times. Yeah.
And you play hype music.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I like it. JD turned, one day I was in there and JD turned something off and I was like, nah, put that back there. He was like, well, I didn't know it too. I was like, that's my motivation, you know.
We have to be respectful of everybody.
Yeah, I get it.
We try to balance it.
And I think for the most part, though, folks like the motor. Because I know I went and did a spin class and a few weeks ago, and I just couldn't get into the spin class. I couldn't get into the music. That's what hyped me up. I need them
to.
Exactly. And so when I went and worked out, I think it was yesterday. Friday. Yesterday was Saturday. When I worked out Friday on my own, I had Beyonce on. Beyonce and Jay-Z got me all the way through my workout. And I looked up, guys, I had worked out for 55 minutes.
Wow.
So, and I plan to now that my mind has changed mentally, and this is for all of you guys, because the first question people normally ask is, how do you change your mindset?
You have to start. Start, you know, starting at the hardest. The first step is the hardest.
Yeah, getting started. Well, you know, my dad and my sister both have congestive heart failure, and it did not. It's not hereditary. It came from a lifestyle, and so for me to have, you know, that's my immediate family. My sister at 40 she has a defibrillator.
Wow.
At 40 years old, and so my sister lives up in D.C. and so John Hopkins actually did a study on her because that was rare for a 40-year-old to have congestive heart failure and had to get a defibrillator. So, and the same thing with my dad. And, you know, and I look at them, and they're my motivation to stay healthy. So, guys, I mean, that's something really to think about, honestly. You know, my sister at 40 years old had congestive heart failure from a lifestyle. And I get on her now, but she's still not eating healthy. You know what I mean? But it's the things that you put in your body, what you feed your body. And I really believe you are what you eat. And you start to look like what you eat, too. Right. I totally agree with that, Sharon. You want to already kind of have, you want to be ahead of the game. But you don't want to wait. Because, like, my mom is, my mom 58, and she was pre-diabetic, right? And so, and guys, this is recently, like last year. And the doctor told her if she didn't lose weight, that they was going to, she's going to have to start doing some insulin or something like that. And my mom went and joined the Y.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, at 68. And she went and joined the Y, and she started, you know, walking on the trip, doing what she can do. But she got that weight off. So this is really important, guys, what we're talking about. This is way bigger than losing weight.
Sometimes you want to do it for your children. You know, like 9 times out of 10, if you're overweight, your children are eating the same thing that you are eating. 9 times out of 10, you're overweight now, or you're overweight as well. But we'll be overweight. That is. But you want to set a good example for your children, family.
And I drive my children crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my kids now, they're grown, but even they work out.
Mm-hmm.
So I drive them crazy. You know, we'll all get together because two of them live in D.C. And we'll all get together, and I'm like, why are you eating all that? You know, like, here she comes. They call me the food police. and even though, you know, I give you guys a hard time sometimes, really, I truly get it, and I appreciate the hard work that you guys are doing, not just for me, but for changing lives, but really changing lives, because I'm be honest, I never, ever in my life thought I could do a burpee or a plank. You know? That's my it's like an AFA, or a jump squat, okay? And guys, don't let this scare you off now. It's all fun. And if Shannon's not there, you might can do a modified version. So, guys, well, Shannon and JD, I want to, before we wrap up, I want you guys to be able to tell people how they can reach you and where your social media page is and things of that nature. And Shannon and JD, well, either one of you guys can chime in. What is, I'll let you both just give one before we wrap up. What is one good tip you would give someone right now to help them change their mindset to get started with a workout regimen?
With a workout regimen, at least to
Again, I say just start. Sweet drinks go, let the juices go, let the soda go. Your weight will come down if you just let those things go. Drink. Yeah, and just drink more water. Gotta get your water in. Not a gallon, you just add the somebody waiting out every day to start the process.
And I want to chime in on that water. And guys, for those that don't like to drink straight water, put some stuff in it. You know, because I put stuff in mine all the time. So, yeah, I had
the whole thing is starting. You have to start.
And not January 1st, starting today. So reach out to Shannon and JD. Matter of fact, just drop by. We believe fitness. It is not. Well, God, I want to thank you again for joining Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. And, guys, you have a great rest of the week on purpose.
Guys, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air.
Tune in to Motivate My Life Radio, and remember, to change your life, you have to change your priorities, and there is nothing more powerful than a changed mind. Have a great rest of the week on purpose.